oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guilty as charged. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been convicted of murdering Black American George Floyd in May last year.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. State of Minnesota.
The racially diverse jury comprising 6 white, 4 Black, and 2 multiracial people took some 10 hours over 2 days to return guilty verdicts for all 3 charges Chauvin faced. The case, you may remember, sparked protests not only in the U.S., but worldwide after Chauvin was filmed kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes. The incident also stirred the debate on police brutality and reform.
Chauvin's lawyers argued that drugs and poor health caused Floyd's death, but prosecutors urged the jury to believe what they saw in the video. Chauvin could face decades behind bars when sentencing takes place some 8 weeks from now.
Relief, hugs, and kisses as those awaiting the verdict outside the courthouse celebrated. Security had been tight amid worries the outcome could trigger more protests and unrest. The lawyer for George Floyd's family called it a turning point in history, tweeting that painfully earned justice had finally arrived for the family.
I honestly thought that, like, another guy was going to get away with something that he should have never done in the first place. And I thank God that somebody finally stepped up and did right.
Guilty.
Yeah! Let's go, baby! Yeah!
George Floyd's family there receiving the news in Houston. Though they welcomed the guilty verdict, LaTanya Floyd says it will never bring her brother back.
I thought I was going to lose my life when I got that news. And like I said, to see him handcuffed and walk out of that courthouse like my brother was handcuffed. I told him he had no more power. He's not in control anymore, but my brother is in control. We can't never get him back, $27 million. It don't matter. We can never get him back.
For more, Simon Marks joins us now with the latest from Washington, D.C. Simon, this verdict comes as news is breaking of yet another police shooting, this time involving a 15-year-old Black girl in Ohio. What real significance is the outcome of the Chauvin trial actually going to have in America?
There's no question that tonight, Teresa, there is a sense that this is an historic moment in the history of America's battle over civil rights, the battle over justice and equity when it comes to police treatment of minority suspects. And every single activist, member of George Floyd's family, lawyer, the attorney general in Minnesota, every single one of them that has spoken over the last few hours has underscored the fact that this is just the beginning of a journey. It is by no means at the end. There have, of course, been fresh incidents of police violence, even as the trial was taking place. And indeed, many of those activists involved in the trial of Derek Chauvin say they're now going to remain a permanent presence in Minneapolis ahead of the trial that is likely to occur following the killing a few days ago of 19-year-old Dante Wright at the hands of a female police officer who says she thought that she was using a taser when she shot him. But the overwhelming reaction of those in Minneapolis and African Americans across the country is that finally, in at least one incident, justice is being delivered. And that is giving them hope of the possibility of achieving the historic change that they want to see in the United States in the future.
And Simon, we understand that U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Floyd's family after that verdict. Tell us what sort of reaction has been to the trial's outcome.
Yeah, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Jill Biden all on the telephone with George Floyd's family members and their lawyer, Benjamin Crump, absolutely pledging and promising that they are going to pursue police reform as an issue, even joking with the family that when a police reform bill finally reaches the president's desk for signature, he will send Air Force One to collect them and bring them to Washington so they can witness it. Now, it is, of course, very easy in the aftermath of a trial like this to make those kind of pledges. The trial doesn't change in and of itself the numbers on Capitol Hill and the difficulties that the president faces there in advancing that agenda. But President Biden, very eager to convey to the family and to the nation at large that having earlier said that he thought the evidence in this case was overwhelming and that he was praying for the jury to do the right thing, he now will pick up the ball that the jury has passed him in a bid to try and effect meaningful change here.
Simon, Derek Chauvin was silent when the verdict was read. We're awaiting sentencing now for him, which is to come in a few weeks. What options are open to him in the days ahead?
Silent when the verdict came in, silent throughout the entire trial, except for that one moment when he took the Fifth Amendment that would protect him against self-incrimination and announced that he wouldn't be testifying in his own defense. And the rapidity of events today, it was seconds after the verdict was read that the jury were discharged. They left the courtroom. And seconds after that, Derek Chauvin was remanded into the custody of a sheriff's deputy. His bail having been revoked, he was taken straight away to jail. He's facing decades in prison. The most serious offense of which he was convicted carries a maximum sentence of 40 years. The defense is likely to mount an appeal against this verdict, but the fact that the jury delivered it in relatively short order and convicted him of all counts that he was facing is devastating for defense lawyers and a huge, huge win for prosecutors who worked so doggedly over the last year to bring this case to trial.
Simon, thank you very much. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Let's take you now to the